Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H, Paul, P-A-U-L. The date of birth, April 1, 1960. Date of evaluation, August 31, 2023. The chief complaint, cough and lower extremity swelling. The HPI, the patient is a 63-year-old male with history of tobaccoism. And chronic cough, who was evaluated and found to have end-stage renal disease, period. He is dialyzed on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and Saturday, period. He was coincidentally found to have congestive heart failure with reduced left ventricular ejection fraction, period. The patient comes to the office for routine evaluation, period. He notes dyspnea with minimal activity, period. He further has ongoing lower extremity swelling, period. The patient further reports symptoms of autopnea, period. The chart is reviewed, period. Patient is currently a resident of XL Skilled Nursing Facility, period. He is known to have history of cardiomyopathy and COPD, period. His major problem currently is symptoms of dyspnea. Past medical history as noted include 1, cardiomyopathy, next number, chronic cough, next number, end-stage renal disease, next number, COPD, next number, suprapubic catheter placement, next number, schizophrenia, unspecified, the past surgical history. Is unremarkable. Medications. Risperdal 1 mg PO daily, Lamictal 100 mg PO BID, Seroquel 25 to 50 mg HS, ProAir HFA, one puff daily, Renovide IAB complex with C and folic acid, one tablet daily, Renvela 2.4 gram TID with meals, Senna 8.6 milligrams get 2 tablets by mouth daily. Tocol XL, 25 milligrams one daily. Tramadol, 50 milligrams one every 6 hours PRN. The allergies, penicillin G. The family history, non-contributory social history, patient is noted to have history of 2 pack per day smoking. There is no history of alcohol or drug use. He has an adopted brother, Brian, telephone number 510-812-5750, period. Brian is intimately involved with his care, period. The review of systems. Constitutional, he has had no fever or night sweats. H-E-E-N-T, he wears glasses. There is no deafness or tinnitus. Oral cavity is unremarkable. Respiratory, he has cough and dyspnea. He has underlying COPD. Genitourinary, he is dialysis dependent. Psychiatric, as previously noted. The physical examination, blood pressure 136/74, pulse 87. Respiratory rate of 20, height 66 inches, weight 134.6 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. B. H-E-E-N-T, head is atraumatic. Normal phallic, people equal round reactive light and accommodations, clear is clear. Extraocular muscles are intact, neck supple, no adenopathy, no thyroidomegaly. Chest reveals normal excursion, there is mild bronchi present. Cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm. With normal S1 and S2, no S3 or S4, gastrointestinal, unremarkable, back no CVAT, extremities, reveal no pitting edema, neurologic, non-focal, data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 82 beats per minute, normal intervals noted, period. PFTs, January of 2022, reveal moderately reduced DLCO, but normal lung function and spirometry. Chest CT in March of 2022 revealed tiny pulmonary nodules, 4 millimeter left upper lobe. No suspicious masses or lymph node enlargement noted. Impression 1, COPD, next number, history of insignificant pulmonary nodule, next number, suprapubic catheter, next number, schizophrenia, next number, cardiomyopathy, the plan will continue current medications for now. Consider repeat echocardiogram. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.